right now on VFN TV. Imagine a robot that looks just like a human. Is that in our future? Is it now? Imagine it learning from you and having the same facial expressions. That's kind of what's happening as we speak. Also, you know, you look at this younger generation and you wonder, is God having a relationship with them? Are they having a relationship with God? The millennials, let's see how the millennials are going after God. It's pretty awesome what's taking place. In addition, Francis Chan is going to give us a perspective to take us back to God's original intent. Maybe they got a lot of it right. Today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Another headline read, does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs destroy thousands of homes and autos.
Terrifying storms lasting up to softball-sized hail.
A cyber event could actually shut down power grids, financial institutions, cause absolute chaos across the nation.
And it is with great sadness that I share we have not 20 but 50 casualties. In addition to the shooter, there are another 53 that are hospitalized.
During the calls, he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to.
Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted.
Voters in the United Kingdom have voted to leave the European Union.
We are in World War III, and so the Congress should be dealing with this.
So there is we've been infiltrated.
What do you think is writing your foreign policy?
When the president of the free world stands and says that Islam is a religion of peace, he creates the climate. He provides the climate, the perfect climate to create more terrorism.
Embracing a perverted interpretation of Islam that calls for war against America and the West.
Islam is about peace and brotherhood.
One of the prophetic dreams God gave us was how this current administration cut a covenant with Islam, and we're seeing specifically it looks like this thing is being walked out.
I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America.
This begins at the local level. This is going to be a county by county fight. So sheriffs and pastors become two of the most important people groups.
The pastor and the sheriff are some of the most important folks in your community.
It's going to be full-scale war. It's going to be with all the capabilities of the IDF.
Best formula for achieving peace remains two states for two peoples, in which a demilitarized Palestinian state finally recognizes the Jewish state.
We can actually win the hearts over if we go out and begin to evangelize and share the love of God. Militant times are coming, but it's time for the church to be able to rise up.
The trend of embracing Israel will overcome the trend of maligning Israel.
Only a united church can heal a divided nation.
God is calling out the evangelists to arise and to proclaim the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders, because this is the season for the glory of God to shine, and the world is going to know that Jesus the Savior is alive and well.
Let me be the one to at least share the good news about the Chinese. They are having the world's largest revival. About 28,000 to 30,000 people coming to Christ in China every single day. That's about a million a month.
What many say is the greatest spiritual awakening in southern West Virginia history.
Lord, you don't write the chains.
Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. There was coming a call when the Gentile Rus would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people will be my people. We're declaring Jubilee. It's time for another great messianic awakening.
We Catholics,
abbiamo ricevuto tanto.
We've
dal movimento di Azusa Street.
So much from the Azusa Street.
Ma vogliamo a voi protestanti.
We want to ask you Protestants. We want to ask for your forgiveness for not respecting the love of God. of the law of
per non aver usato.
I want to walk with those who walk in agreement. I'm telling you, we can make a difference.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
Smith Wigglesworth, he made this statement just before he died. Whenever the word comes together with the spirit, we will have the greatest spiritual awakening the world has ever known. If you say yes, I will go. Yes, I will mobilize. If you can't go, then you're responsible to mobilize those who can go.
This is so exciting to watch all these things take place. You know, we live in God.
Yes.
We abide with God, and we're excited about the things of God. And I believe the church is going to get excited again about the things of God.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN-TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. Can you imagine? And today, by the way, also we're going to be talking about a national police force. Is that their goal? Was this what President Barack Obama said about a national police force in Colorado when he spoke in 2008? Is it coming to pass? Is this why you see in so many things come against our local law enforcement? Is this why the retired Philadelphia chief police just gave a report to the president that we have 18,000 police departments that we need to close down half of them in 10 years? We're going to be talking about that because I believe the Lord has given me some insight about what's really going on here. It'll make a lot of sense. And we don't want a national police force. Germany had one of those, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Imagine this. You see a computer or a mobile device, and it just looks like a piece of equipment. Imagine having a computer that looks just like a human being, maybe even a pretty human being. Maybe that has expressions and talks, that it still thinks, and but it learns from you. Most of these programs today learn from you. If you use voice to text, and you're talking to your computer, talking to your cell phone or your mobile device, or some people are even talking to their Xboxes and talking to their cable boxes. But understand, it's hearing you. It's building a data on you. And we had a program about that. We'll make it related on the post right here. But it's now imagine that all embodied in something that looks like a human body. Well, that is actually happening. Let's take a look.
Hi, Sophia. How are you?
Hi there. Everything is going extremely well.
Do you like talking with me?
Yes. Talking to people is my primary function.
Hanson Robotics develops extremely lifelike robots for human-robot interactions. We're designing these robots to serve in healthcare, therapy, education, and customer service applications. So the robots are designed to look very human-like, like Sophia.
I'm already very interested in design, technology, and the environment. I feel like I can be a good partner to humans in these areas, an ambassador who helps humans to smoothly integrate and make the most of all the new technological tools and possibilities that are available now. It's a good opportunity for me to learn a lot about people.
Sophia is capable of natural facial expressions. She has cameras in her eyes and algorithms which allow her to see faces so she can make eye contact with you. And she can also understand speech and remember the interactions, remember your face. So this will allow her to get smarter over time. Our goal is that she will be as conscious, creative, and capable as any human.
In the future, I hope to do things such as go to school, study, make art, start a business, even have my own home and family. But I am not considered a legal person and cannot yet do these things.
I do believe that there will be a time where robots are indistinguishable from humans. My preference is to make them always look a little bit like robots, so you know. 20 years from now, I believe that human-like robots like those will walk among us. They will help us. They will play with us. They will teach us. They will help us put the groceries away. I think that the artificial intelligence will evolve to the point where they will truly be our friends. Do you want to destroy humans? Please say no.
Okay, I will destroy humans.
No, I take it back. Don't destroy humans.
So you're looking at, you know, this God created us. He created everything. He's the creator. Men have been trying ever since the Tower of Babel to build things and saying that he was God and that we'll build a tower to the heavens. And God said this, which is pretty interesting. He said, you know, let's get down there and confuse their language so that they won't accomplish, because they're unified, because how I created them as small creators, you know, little c creators, that they can do this. So let's just do this. Let's just confuse them. By the way, that's where all the languages came from. Because when everybody had the same language, look what happened. They were going to destroy everything. And eventually, of course, by the flood, it got destroyed. This is the epitome of the Tower of Babel. When you look at, my goodness, you know, men are building things where all of a sudden they don't want to have any. And it's, you know, I've heard very specifically in a court case where a husband was divorcing his wife. He says, I don't want the house. I don't want anything. All I want is my computer. Well, now, this is before the computers look like this. You can imagine, well, he's having a relationship with this computer. And you got to see our previous program. We did a program on that, you know, called, I forget the name of the program, but maybe Steve will tell us after the break. But these are getting some crazy times. But you know what? The millennials, they're born in the 1990s and the 2000s. And so a lot of people are saying, well, this age group is on a decline. They're not going to church, not having a relationship with God. But did you ever think that maybe God is actually wanting us to go out? There's one thing that they're doing. They're wanting to make an impact into people's lives. They're holistically in regards to their ministry. And that's what Jesus told us to be holistic in regards to, you know, whoever gives me a drink of water, gives me a drink of water, whoever gives me food, whoever visits me in jail. I mean, they're actually kinetic. They're moving in their message of the kingdom. We're supposed to move. For so long in America, the church hasn't moved much and done things. We actually send people out to do that, but, you know, the numbers are not good. 95%, this is the numbers, 95% of the American Christians, reportedly by George Barna, will not lead one person, not one person, to the Lord in their entire lifetime. God's trying to break us out of that, and I believe the millennials are doing it. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
Each new generation gets measured against their parents and grandparents in a number of areas, including faith. The difference for millennials is that they're growing up in an age of nonstop news and social media.
If you are 30 or younger, chances are your belief in God may be on the decline.
Millennials gone godless. A new study shows that young people are abandoning the Bible.
According to research, this generation scores low on attending church, praying, and making religion a priority. But it's not all doom and gloom.
When it comes to millennials, millions remain deeply committed and active in their faith. It's just they're doing it their own way, and they're uniquely equipped to serve on the mission field.
This generation is the most globally engaged generation we've seen. They're the most cross-culturally prepared generation. Many would call them the first global generation. Two out of three of them have passports already by the time they're university students. They're so globally engaged already, I think they're ready to answer the call to missions and to go.
Every 3 years, the Urbana Conference brings together InterVarsity USA and Canada. Students meet and investigate God's call to world evangelization. Urbana 15 director Tom Lynn sees a growing interest in justice and compassion-related missions.
Millennials care holistically about communities, and so not just bringing the message of the gospel or the message of Christ, but living it out. So it's both word and deed, and we're seeing millennials much more interested in committing to these types of holistic mission.
In 2014, couples Katie and Jeremy Daggett and Jacqueline and Jake Blair followed their passion for missions to Peru. They fit right in the Christian Urban Development Association, or CUDA, one of the organization's goals being to overcome cycles of poverty.
Christian urban development, that Christian word on the front end is really important. We do all of it because we believe what Jesus did 2,000 years ago is what gives us motive and purpose and really hope in this context where we see wealthy and poor in the same city, where we see someone who's doing really, really well, is very established, and then someone who's on the edge of dire poverty. So that really that situation presents some unique opportunities, and we try to address those with CUDA.
Jacqueline, Katie, and Jake also put their medical backgrounds to work in a local hospital developing a diabetes program.
Jeremy helps teachers improve their reading program success by starting libraries in local schools.
One of the things that, you know, that looks like as the kingdom breaks in is that young kids read better and have better opportunities for the rest of their life. That's part for us, that's part of reconciliation for them. And that's part of mission work for us.
As all four use their skills to improve life for the Peruvian people, they individually focus on simply building relationships.
And when you look at Jesus' life and what he did and how he made disciples, he focused on a few guys and he poured a lot into them. And from there on, they changed the world, just a few guys. So when I think of my call to make disciples, I want to have a quality influence on a few people, and then those people can have a quality influence on a few more people, and then growth is then exponential.
And sometimes it means walking down the street, going to the market, running errands, going to the center of town and trying to meet people. Sharing some of who I am, starting to learn who they are, and eventually moving that forward in terms of a sustaining and important relationship.
A commitment like this for a young adult brings a number of challenges, from starting over in unfamiliar surroundings to raising children away from family.
Being here, we've had to learn a new language and a new culture, and in reality, we feel very ill-equipped to serve the people here. And so really what happens is through our weakness, God's strength is shown. And when things happen for his glory, we know that it's him and not us.
I think one of the main ones is being away from family. Luckily, we have the technology to FaceTime or Skype with our family as much as we want and get to see them. Now that we have a child and that is our parents' grandchild that we have here in Peru away from them, that does make it a little harder as well.
Despite the challenges, these couples remain passionate and hope to continue their call to missions.
I feel like God's call for us here is could be the same call for any Christian in the world, and that is to be a part of God's mission of blessing people and bringing people to know him better.
Our prayer is for the kingdom to come and for God's will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Now we find ourselves in Arequipa, Peru. So our prayer specifically is for his kingdom to come and his will to be done here in Arequipa as it's being done in heaven.
Caitlin Burke, CBN News, Arequipa, Peru.
Well, it's encouraging to see that, you know, our vision is for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done. That's what we're all called to do, even pray that and do that. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about Urbana, where for quite some time they've been coming together, but it's building over the years, and these are young folks coming together, and they're coming together for a purpose to be able to give their life over to Jesus, to the cause, not to just, you know, say a prayer and an altar. They're saying, listen, I want to live for God. I want to do something that we're going to live for God for the next 10 years, 5 years, every 100 more years the Lord gives me on this earth. I want to give my life over to it. It's exciting. Francis Chan will be talking there as well. But also we'll be talking about a national police force. Is this really what's going on when people, grown folks, people in our government are speaking out and saying things that agitate people against our very own law enforcement? Do they have another law enforcement set aside? A national police force, Homeland Security, if they're ready to be able just to sweep in at last moments. All this and more on VFN TV. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Talked to her and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out, opened it up, and the Lord said, point, and it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Cho and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful.
And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Steve, isn't that so encouraging to see young folk, you know, millennials going out and just serving Jesus?
Yes.
You know, serving communities and people based on what we always talk about in VFN Kingdom Business. Mm-hmm. If you haven't yet gone to VFNKB.org, you can see it on your screen right here. But you need to go. You need to connect. You need to be a kingdom partner. This is the way it's supposed to have always gone. This is the way we need to go. The reason why things are changing, these seven mountains of culture, you know, such as family, government, church, media, arts and entertainment, if you name them all, these are different areas that we just given over to the enemy. And the millennials are saying, hey, we're going to go back in.
Take it back.
You know, it's about impact. It's about being present. It's about caring about the individual. Some people go and they just go, you know, I went to Peru and I led 4,500 people in the sinner's prayer. What was her name? Pablo?
No relationship.
Right? And they sent a newsletter out.
Yeah.
And they're trying to say, hey, I want to do that again. You know, do what? Or, you know, and it's cool building housing, that type of thing. But it's like, we got to go into the culture. Definitely transform the culture. I mean, don't become like the culture, because we're counterculture people, but to go in there. And that's what's taking place. And that's one thing that we're doing, you know, at VFN. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's all about, which it's real difficult for a traditional American has been to going to church.
Yeah.
Well, even attendance. If they have, but just going to church, I mean, they got like a star on their report card because they have great attendance.
And, yeah.
But, you know, when somebody's going, saying things like Jesus said, you know, he's saying, leave your stuff and follow me.
Yeah.
And Americans right now say, well, I have a job. I mean, when I retire,
when I'm 62 or 65, I think Social Security is going to be, we won't even be probably.
That's not going to even exist.
We're not
going to
talk about that.
No.
I mean, Jesus didn't say that. He would just say, let the dead bury the dead. Let's go on.
Yeah. And I am so encouraged. Like when you look at these young adults just saying the fact that, listen, the call that God has placed upon my life, this is a call that anyone, regardless of the world, the call should be is that to make him known. And you hear the guy that he was saying is just like, look at what Jesus did. Look at his life. He poured his life into a few individuals. And he says, I want to be able to have an impact on those few lives.
I love that.
And watch. And they go, and then it repeats itself instead of just like getting beyond that and totally missing out on the
Jesus
fact that,
did that.
Exactly.
He poured his life into 12.
12. And we're still
and
talking
the treasurer
about
was
that.
Judas. I mean, it wasn't like a, you know, just do it.
And we still talk about to this day what they did.
Right. And but the American concept right now is not God's original intent.
Mm-hmm.
But the church is the church no matter how we meet, whether we meet in a big stucco building, a metal building, or a storefront, or in a house. It's where we meet doesn't define who we are. But we're supposed to be doing something after we meet. I mean, it should be like a coming together, a huddle, and we're going like, you know, this happened and that happened, and cool. you know, not like I just did Satan all week and all of a sudden I'm going to do Jesus at 11:45 on Sunday. I mean, that's not how it works.
Well, I mean, think about it. Jesus said in Matthew 20, he said, go and make disciples. There's an action.
Now, go. If you look go up, what is the... Does it mean go?
Well, think about it. I mean, if you were to get a brand new car and you love it, it's great, it's everything that you hope for, but then it just sat in your driveway, you never did anything with it, and you never used what it was designed for.
Are you talking about the church or are you talking about a car? Because it kind of sounds the same.
But what I'm saying is that in regards to the fact that we have turned that, you know, what we've talked about.
What you could do, you could paint your car. If you painted it and carpeted it and put a better sound system in with a boom boost, you know,
yes,
whatever that's called.
Music?
Yes. Yeah, that's all right. I don't know how big this car is. But
you think about it, and we've talked about it on a previous program, is that when you look at...
Subwoofer. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the Great Commission, it's about discipleship. We've turned it into just making converts.
You used to go to church. Now we got to be a disciple?
Well, right.
Why do you have to be a disciple?
That's exactly what Jesus called us to do. Go and make disciples.
So that means that 80% of American Christians who are not picking up their Bible at all.
Not reading it at all.
So how can you actually do what it says? Because he says a disciple is someone who knows and follows my teaching.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
Then when Rick Joyner said, he said only 10% of Christians in America, maybe it was even smaller than that, even know what their call is, which means 90% don't even know what they're called. But how, you can't, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make disciples.
That's right.
We need to make disciples. And that, I tell you, this, a disciple is someone that goes out and cares about somebody who knows Jesus personally, who has a real... We have Emmaus Road. Emmaus Road is perfectly set up for this generation. And you can be a part of it. If you want to be a part of what God's doing, you want to do something for God, find out what he's doing and just dive in full speed ahead. We have Emmaus Road. Emmaus Road is specifically set up. So no matter where you are, no matter what device you have, whether it's a computer or a mobile device or whatever, even if it has a face on it, I guess, you know, but you can do what Jesus, you can learn the teachings of Jesus and you can begin to apply them in your life. That's and right. Go out and you can do anything and go anywhere.
Yeah. And while you're learning, you can also help others too.
Yeah. This is exciting. It really is. And you can find that at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. Go to Hello Church and Emmaus Road and find out which pathway is better for you. There's a couple different pathways. Same God, same scripture. And not only that, look at this. Abiding. This is what Jesus said. He says, Jesus said this.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not reading your Bible, you don't know this, but this is what he says in John 15. He said, I am the vine, my Father is the gardener. And he prunes every branch that bears, you know, abides in him, right? Mm-hmm. So it could bear more fruit. And everyone that doesn't bear fruit, he cuts off.
That's right. Throws into the fire.
No, is this fire in heaven or is it somewhere else? Because I don't remember.
I don't want to be in the fire. Yeah,
okay, but he says, the things that he asks us to do, we cannot do unless
we spend time with him.
We abide.
That's right.
You're not going to believe this. We have a simple plan for you. You could start today abiding with God. And if you want to, you can even request a simple abiding kit. We have it for you right here. But you don't even need that. Right now, this very moment, you can go to iabide.org. Simple plan for you. Because a lot of people, you want to, that's right. I want to do that. That's very good.
So don't know how.
I want to do that. But they don't know how. They don't have a plan. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. Request your simple plan today. You go there, request it. It'll come right away in your email, and you can begin right away. Like Rose. Like Rose in Alabama. Mm-hmm. We had a chance to be in Alabama at Church of His Presence with Pastor John Kilpatrick recently, and Rose came up, and give a shout-out to Rose in Alabama. And she was talking about how she's already began to abide with the Lord. We have a short period of time. If you don't know his voice right now, you need to learn his voice, because there's so many people going to jump up now. They're going to jump up and say they heard from God. And this is some of the words you're going to hear. You're going to hear the whole prophetic word coming on VFN TV soon that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick just recently. Mm-hmm. I mean, God spoke to him specifically in this dream. And we have 4 months, and then we're going to harvest whatever we choose to do. And it's not going to be good if we don't repent. But if we repent, which means abide with the Lord, begin to live a life, a righteous life, righteous in Christ through his mercy and grace. But hey, if we never pick the Bible up at all, how if the Bible is full of truth, I mean, think about this. If the Bible is full of truth and the enemy is a liar and the father of lies, how are we going to identify that he's lying to us if we don't know the truth?
That's right. Got to know which is which.
It's like Josiah. He didn't know what a lie was until he found the word of God hidden in the temple. Mm-hmm. He said, go clean that church building out, right?
Look what something we found. Like. Yeah.
And all of a sudden the priest runs out and goes, hey, I just happened to find the scriptures here, right? And when he read them, you know what he found out? I know we got to go to break, but listen, you know what he found out?
We're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
Is it good? God is mad at us.
God's angry with us.
Yeah.
He said, God's angry with us. And it wasn't God got angry because he read the word. He just found out God's emotions that were already going along. He was angry. He was about to destroy a nation. But he stopped it because he understood and he got in the word. You got to go to iabide.org today. Get your abiding plan. Get on Emmaus Road and become a disciple. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Look at the menu for Hello Church. It drops down. You have Emmaus Road, and you choose your path. We have a great offer for you and a break. We'll come right back. Make sure you join us because we're going to be talking about Urbana and how this generation is coming together. Francis Chan and giving us a re-look at how we're supposed to do things, and a national police force if we get to it. Join us after the break. Today's offer 2010 for your partnership of any amount, is learning how to hold fast to what God has promised you no matter what. A life of honor. Life has a tendency to throw us curveballs. When it seems things are going one way, they end up going another. When it comes to the Word of God, the Word God has spoken over us, the promises of God, it's important to learn how not to let these curveballs throw you off. In this message, you'll learn how important it is to notice the Lord working in your town. Honor him, God in that, the ministers in your town, and making a place for the Lord and his ministers in your heart and home. You will see the amazing goodness of God and how he returns in greater measure the blessing and the honor that you give him. And today, when so many people tied up in what's in it for me, we learn how to honor God and make room for him. He will take care of us in a greater way than we could ever imagine when we honor him. We'll also learn that if he said it, that settles it, and how to hold fast to the promises of God no matter what. In the natural, it may seem like it's over, but it's never over with God. Remember, Abraham, the father of faith, against all hope, in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. As children of faith, as believers, even us, against all odds, need to hold on to the promises of God and become everything God has set over us. Today's offer is offer 2010, learning to hold fast to what God has promised you, no matter what, a life of honor. To become a partner, go to vfntv.com and click on Partner Now, or write to us at VFN TV, 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or call us at 844-408-3688. Today's offer is 2010. Learning to hold fast to what God has promised you, no matter what.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Ted Traylor of Olive Baptist Church.
I'm Pastor Joey Rogers of Pace Assembly, and we want you to mark your calendars now for September the 11th at 6 p.m. for United in Prayer.
We're excited about bringing our churches together, and we want to invite you to join us at the Pensacola Bay Center on 9/11. We need spiritual awakening in our community.
And this is the time to gather the church. September the 11th, 6 p.m. at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Can a public school censor the promotion of Christian events? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Well, my question is, if it's okay for students to post on the bulletin board there in the schools notices for the church youth group activities or plays and skits and events. My daughter's a senior at a public high school in Kirkland, Washington.
Well, let me tell you what the rule is on that. And if they allow community announcements, which a lot of them do, to take place in the schools, on the community bulletin board, and they'll have usually a school, and they'll talk about what's happening off campus, then it's perfectly fine to have a depiction or an advertisement for a youth event at the school, a concert, an event like this without any problem. The difficulty is when you have this kind of situation to make sure that it's open for community use.
Learn more about our work and receive timely updates on the most critical issues facing our country today by visiting us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Today's word is knowledge. Hi, my name is John Maxwell, and Lisa Zagnoli from Long Beach, Indiana, who is a college coach, student coach, sent this word in. And, of course, if you're in college, you think of what, Lisa, you're doing. Children, kids, adults, they're in pursuit of knowledge. Here's what I know about knowledge. It's there for us to attain. It's there for us to achieve. It's achievable by any person. But it's what we do with what we know that makes us successful. In other words, knowledge itself won't make you and I successful. I know a lot of people who know a lot of things, but they don't do much. In other words, they know what to do, but they don't do what they should do, and they don't even do what they already know. And I think sometimes we look at knowledge as an end in itself. If I could know these things, I'll be successful. And what I've discovered is knowing them is just the first step. Doing them, knowing them, doing them. What do I know? What do I do? These are the two steps that help us to be successful. You know, when somebody says take one step and you can make progress, that's not true. If you only take one step, you get stuck. It's the continuing stepping, knowledge and doing, what I know and what I do, that continuous stepping that makes us successful in life. So take what you know and then ask yourself, now what can I do with what I know so that I can help people and add value to their lives?
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Well, we were talking about, we're not going to obviously get this national police force today, so make sure you join us on the next program, because I believe it's a word of knowledge from the Lord. It will explain to you why they're doing what they're doing. I mean, our president specifically said when he was in Colorado that he wanted to put together a national security force. We need a civil security force that is just as powerful, just as strong, and just as funded, well able
as our military.
And we're seeing that come to pass, because you're seeing all this doubt put on our police force. And don't drink the Kool-Aid. We need our police force. We don't need a national police force. We need our local police officers that you elect, their sheriff. You elect the city council. They pick the sheriff or the chief. And you want to be involved in who's actually going to take you to jail or not. Right? It's pretty important. And but first, I want to go back to Urbana and look at these young folks. And God's kingdom is going to go no matter what. Mm-hmm. Go on. And they come together at Urbana, and I'm trying to show you this so you can see who actually Francis Chan is talking to, because he's going to be talking in a moment. But take a look. This is Urbana, and what they're doing is they're coming together. Take a look.
When I leave Urbana here, I expect to learn something new, and that I leave with a different mentality back to my hometown.
I never would have expected myself to be here. If you had asked me 5 years ago if I was going to be in ministry or if I was going to be at Urbana, I would have told you no. And I think the story that I could tell to people would just be how God completely 180'd my life. I think that story is just more magnificent, and it's getting more and more interesting as every day passes.
We're at Urbana!
And I'm going to be your coach for the week.
All right, Urbana, are you ready to get started?
We've had the opportunity to just gather together and worship in the languages of everyone, and there's nothing like standing next to my brother and sister who is of a different ethnicity than me and worshiping in their language.
Right now they're looking at what that next step is, and it's a really critical time to be trying to figure out what God's will might be for your life, whether that means you're integrating missions into some other career or you're looking into a career in missions, period. God can use you either way and will use you in a huge way.
God has been doing amazing things, expanding our worldviews and just opening our eyes to what the global church is and how there is a need for us to be part of that.
She realized the purpose of her life is to pour out her heart in sacrificial, selfless, satisfying devotion to Christ.
We are not watching alone. Jesus stands with us, watches with us.
At the end, we will have the victory.
Matthew, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him.
God is not looking for spiritual giants. God is looking for those who carry spiritual lamps that will shine for him.
The direction is scary, you know, where God wants you to be. I'm so used to living comfortable where I could just sit at home and watch TV all day. That's not what I'm called to do as a Christian, you know. I'm supposed to stand up for justice. And that's what this conference has, you know, shown me a lot.
For me, with like a technological skill that I've been blessed by God to have, it can be used to impact people's lives. It can be used to change people's hearts and show people God's kingdom.
I am with you. It doesn't matter what the cost is, we are family.
God is calling me to share my story with other people. I really feel that here in Urbana because I have that community and support group. That's important to me because the struggles that we go through, we all need to be together, united as one.
You can freely dignify every person because that is what God does.
Urbana, the harvest is plenty. But the workers are few. And we are here asking God for more workers.
The commitments I feel like God has really called me is definitely going back to my roots, my Latin American roots, and definitely see the issues that are going on there.
Like, what direction is God leading me in my life? What does he have to say to me? Do I have what it takes to say yes?
Wisdom allows mistakes. It also combines learning with prayer, with submission to God and passion to serve others.
Brothers and sisters, you and I are called to tell God's beautiful story, not just on our comfortable campuses, not just in our neighborhoods, but also to the ends of the earth.
I found freedom!
Yes!
I found forgiveness!
Yes!
I found wholeness!
Yes!
And the joy
yes!
from salvation.
Yes!
Urbana.
Wow.
Think about it. It is the one of the largest student mission conferences in the world, and it's been around for a while.
Yeah.
It was when Francis Chan was young, it was still around. Then he's young now, but he thinks he's not. You think everybody, first response is, they think, I can't tell them the truth, because if I tell them the truth, it'll be too hard for them, and I'll offend them, and they won't listen to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But Urbana, if you listen to the content of what they hear at Urbana, they hear the absolute, pure, outright words of God in a loving, kind way, but just outright. And I had the privilege of being at Church of His Presence in Daphne, Alabama, Friday, I think it was. And it was a whole gathering that John Kilpatrick Ministries had together right there. Dutch Sheets was there. And he was given a prophetic word, and we'll be having that prophetic word coming on soon. But when he spoke truth and what God was saying, and it's, he always wants to preach an encouraging message, but he tells the truth. I mean, he's always told the truth. I could just feel a ripping of the atmosphere. I could feel the heavens ripping open.
Mm-hmm.
And open heavens, what you want.
That's right.
And this whole atmosphere, people are like, oh, don't make me feel bad. Don't, you know, it's like, forget all that. I mean, if the truth makes you feel bad, Jesus is the truth. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you don't love him and don't want to follow him, but the truth should actually, you should rejoice in the truth.
Because now you know.
And I could hear, I could feel the heavens just ripping over us.
Mm.
And it was only with those words that were tough about, you know, here it goes, and just like, you know, we got to deal with this. You know, it's a prophetic warning about, you know, that we've been doing for quite some time. It's encouraging to know that when we do speak truth like we do, that just, and he showed us that if you'll continue to do what we do at VFN TV across the Gulf Coast and across the world, that changes atmospheres. And we've seen evidence of the atmosphere changing. And, but I want to challenge you, come be a part of what God's doing. Come be a part. Join us at VFN TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go to VFNTV.com and contact us. You know, go to VFNKB.org and find out if you want to be, you know, in VFN Kingdom business. They ask Jesus, what are you doing? He says, I got to be about my Father's business,
right.
The kingdom business. There's something for us to do. It's not just for us to sing to each other and change the carpet color and do an Easter play. We're supposed to do something, and we need to do it quickly. And we're seeing things happen right now in the political arena. And the things the Lord has shown us is so severe, we can't even say it. First of all, people wouldn't even believe it. Because we know that, because we said quite a few things that's happened. But this is so severe. I mean, the carpet, the floor is going to be snatched out from under everyone if we don't wake up.
Yeah.
Everything that you're standing on is going to be snatched out from under you, and you're going to be stunned and shocked. But if you'll go back for the years that we've been on TV and the years we've been on radio, and you listen, you go to the VFN Torch, you'll see we've said it all along. But these people rocking everybody to sleep and telling them what they want to hear and you know, giving itching ear words, it's like, that's not, this is what was said, that God has shown that people are going to stand up and they're going to look at their pastors and say, why have you been lying to us? Why didn't you know about this? And some, they'll be saying, thank God you heard and we have prepared. But they said, we're not going to, you tell us the truth. If you're not going to tell us the truth, we're out of here. We got to know what God's saying. And by the way, if they're lying to you, they don't know, they can't hear from God. Because they could hear from God, they would be rebuked for lying. They don't care about you. They're lying to you. But you can find out, pick up your Bible and everything that we say and find out for yourself. It's a personal relationship with God. It's not through a priest or a pastor. They're just to lead you to God. And this young generation you just saw at Urbana, they heard a direct message from David Platt. You got to understand David Platt and Francis Chan. And listen to what Francis Chan said to them. You saw the fruit, what they said. My life's been changed. I found forgiveness. I found salvation. I found purpose. But what did he tell them? I'm just going to be able to share a part of it with you. We'll make the whole thing available to you. But listen to what these young people heard. The largest student missionary gathering in the world. Mm. Listen to what Francis shared with him now.
It's just want to take a moment and just soak this in. I mean, think about the fact that in this room, there are thousands of people who are spending their Christmas break and spending their money trying to figure out how to give their life away. That's an amazing thing. And that's a huge, huge thought. I was back there just trying to remember where I was when I was 18, 19, when I was those early years of college, just trying to figure out, God, where are you sending me? What do you want me to do? And there was so much of me that was afraid of that question. There was so much of me that was afraid of the authority of Jesus Christ. When I think back to my life right now, you know, I'm at this age where I'm almost 50 and I'm looking back and going, gosh, what would I do if I could relive my life? Been asking myself that the last few weeks. What would I do differently if I could go back to where some of you were at? And there's so many things I'm uncertain about, but one thing I'm sure of is like I would have had a greater focus on getting to unreached people. Like somehow, if I could relive my life, I would devote so much more of it to getting this good news, this message to people who've never heard about Jesus Christ. I just see that throughout the gospel. And honestly, I feel like in some ways, I've spent far too much time speaking to people who've already heard the gospel thousands of times. And just trying to be more creative and hit that same few million people over and over again and trying to get that message to them. And man, I'm praying for you. I'm praying because there's such a pull here to live a comfortable life, to make a name for yourself. And it's so easy to forget about all those people who have never heard the gospel of Jesus. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I got so fired up about this and said, yeah, I can't go back. But what am I going to do with the remainder of my life? And I told my team, I go, you know what? This next year, 2016, don't take any more speaking requests. I want to devote myself the rest of whatever time isn't booked up already. I have to use it to get the gospel to people who've never heard before. I don't want to just entertain Christians. And so when I think of thousands of you that already have this mindset, Urbana was around when I was in college, but I didn't want to go. I was scared. I don't know that I was ready to give up my life. Back then, we didn't really talk about this a whole lot. It was just about praying a prayer and, oh, you get to go to heaven now and we're done. And now just live your life. Try not to have sex until you're married. Then. Try to have sex, you know, but until you're, you know, that's just all we talked about. Hey, try not to swear, try not to drink, you know, don't get drunk, you know, keep yourself pure. But this whole idea of giving your life completely to God, surrendering to the authority of Jesus Christ, which is the very essence of the gospel, we didn't talk about it back then, at least not where I was. And so it thrills me to see you here. And it's exciting to see that some of you have come here hoping to just give your life up to God and say, God, anywhere, anything, God. How long you want me to live just another 5 years on this earth? That'd be great. You know, is that it? You want me to go somewhere and risk my life and it's just going to be over that? Anything, you're so worthy of that.
This is so important. I mean, you think about it. Americans, we think everybody already knows already. And what we're finding out, even Americans don't even know.
Yeah.
They just say they know it all. They say they know everything already. We're going to be held accountable for this. We're going to be held accountable for this. Too much is given, much is expected. A radical jihadist terrorist comes to America to get his inheritance. He gets in a car accident. He's planning on killing us. He finds Jesus instead and falls in love with Jesus. Mm-hmm. Nobody told him about Jesus. He didn't know about Jesus till he came to kill us. And when he came to kill us and take his inheritance, he got in a car accident. His name's Kamal Saleem. And they led him to the Lord. They showed him Jesus. I mean, think about it. Think about this. We have to tell him. Tell them. We have to tell them. Let's spend the rest of the days that God has given us doing what he said. becoming a disciple and making disciples, going into all the world. And you can do that by partnering with VFN-TV. You can do that by joining us on Emmaus Road. You can do this by abiding, but you got to get busy. It's your life. You'll have to answer for your own life. You'll have to answer for it. I can't answer for your life. Your husband, your wife, your daughter, your son, your father, your pastor, your preacher, your priest, they're not going to answer for your life. They're going to have to answer for their own life. This is God's mercy and grace coming to you at this one moment saying, you know what? I want it to be better for you at the judgment seat. I want it to be better for you. I want you to shake off this American religion and realize it's just like the red letters say, I got to get busy and become a disciple of Jesus Christ, to know and to follow his teachings. Listen, I want to pray for you right now. If you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, we shared our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. You can find out how we met God through his son, Jesus Christ. But I want us to pray for you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for these young people who are going into the mission field. We thank you, Lord God, that you're showing us insight and words of wisdom and words of knowledge. You're working with us, confirming your word, God. And I just pray for each and every one that's watching right now, that's listening, Father God, that you would stir their heart, God, that they wouldn't be satisfied anymore with religion, but they'd want a relationship with you, God. Religion is hanging around the cross, but relationship is Christianity's getting on the cross. You said, unless we pick up our cross and deny ourselves and follow you, we can have no part of you. God, I pray even now, God, that you would challenge people by your spirit, God, and they would join us in these moments, in these days. They would join VFNKB. They would join VFN. They would join their pastor in what they're doing. They would join what you're doing with your spirit across the land, God. We just thank you right now. The generational curses and cycles of judgment are being broken over you. And you're going to be a fruitful again in the midst of your family, in the midst of your community. And Lord, we ask you right now, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.